All right, James Lake is with us from the State Transportation Department, and I still consider you a Youper, even though you moved below the bridge, James.
I appreciate that. There's no greater honor.
Well, it's going to be a busy construction season on the Mackinac Bridge, isn't it? In fact, throughout northern Michigan.
It is. You know, certainly this is the time of year, once the weather improves, that we get after these projects. That's the case for the Mackinac Bridge as well. Looking to get started as early as possible in the season because, as we all know, as the weather improves, traffic volumes increase as well. So we're looking to get some of this work done ahead of Memorial Day weekend when traffic really starts picking up.
So this particular project, are we ripping the deck off of the bridge? What is this project that's the first one here?
Yeah, this is going to be more what we see on some of our asphalt roadways. We're going to be milling off the top surface of the asphalt roadway that covers the concrete deck. We're not redecking the bridge at this point, but this is a project that is really preventative maintenance. We're resealing the deck, preventing that water infiltration and corrosion that follows to keep that existing underlying concrete deck in good shape. So we're going to be focusing these next two seasons on the sections of roadway before the suspended span, before the cables start rising up to the towers, so north and south. And this year, we're going to be focusing on the two northbound lanes. And so we're going to have traffic shifted over to the west side of the bridge, one lane in each direction, and looking to get this season's work done by May 23rd, so we have all the lanes back open before Memorial Day weekend.
Are you anticipating large delays because of this as far as upper motorists?
Well, there shouldn't be. You know, that's part of the reason why we're timing it as we are. Traffic volumes really start picking up in June, especially in July and August. So we're looking to get this work done before it really starts ramping up. So we're seeing 7,500 to 12,000 vehicles a day in the March to May timeframe compared to upwards of 20,000 vehicles a day in those later summer months. So, peak times, of course, morning commute, afternoon commute, those will be the busiest times, the greatest chance for a backup. Friday afternoons, Sunday afternoons, as people are heading back south again, those are the times when you might experience delay, but it shouldn't be much more than a typical peak period.
And last question, James. I-75 itself, there's been a lot of work on it through Sheboygan and Emmett counties down as we head down toward Gaylord Grayling. Is that the case going this summer as well?
Yep, we've got what's considered to be the second half of a big project, reconstructing 9 miles of I-75 just south of U.S. 31. Last year we did 4.5 miles. This year we're doing 4.5 to complete that project. Traffic actually moved pretty well, and the reason for that is we had a temporary widening done 2 years ago in anticipation of the project, and we're using a movable barrier wall. So that allows us to have two lanes open northbound the first part of the weekend, so for that Friday rush north to the UP, and then we can switch that over and have two lanes southbound on Sundays for that rush home after a great weekend in the UP. So we're going to use that again this year. It worked well last year, and we expect it will again this year.
James Lake is with the Michigan Department of Transportation out of the Gaylord office. Thank you, sir, for doing this, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jack.